Today is National Dog Day. Joining us to talk about ways to love on your favorite canine family member is Chrissy Joy, celebrity dog trainer and educator. Now, you may have seen Chrissy on The Tonight Show, People, Access Hollywood, and she has nearly a million followers on social media. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here on one of the best days of the year.
I know that's right. It's an exciting day for you. Now, you've won so many awards for your work with dogs, including the 2018 National Stunt Dog Champion and 2021 International Trick Dog Champion, trainer of the youngest champion trick dog in the world at 9 weeks old. So you know a lot. I've got the right person to talk to on National Dog Day.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm always learning, but it's been a wonderful journey.
Now, so many people love their dogs, and I talk to them, and they tell me they have a difficult time leaving their pets alone at home when they go to work or school. They try so many different things. So I'm asking, what are some simple enrichment tips that can help people to reduce stress for their dogs when they're left alone like that?
Yes, you know, changing schedules seem something that we can adjust fairly easily, but we don't realize the impact it can have on our pets. One of the biggest things that you want to do for your dog is to provide them exercise. And that's proper exercise before you have to leave for the day. And that might mean that you have to get up a little earlier, but allowing your dog to sniff and get some exercise before you leave the home is going to really help lower some of that anxious behavior. Also, I love to use puzzle toys around the house for my dog's meals. So that kind of helps the dog stay enriched and using their brain, moving puzzle toys around the house for food to come out. And there's so many different varieties. Your dog could literally be busy every single day. The one thing that I love to do, I don't know if you ever leave the TV on or the sound on in your house so you don't feel alone. I know I do it sometimes, but one of the things that I like to leave on is dog TV. If you haven't checked out dog TV, go check them out. It's National Dog Day, so it's only $24 for the entire year. They do this sale often, but today is like a super special sale because it's such a great day. But one thing I love about this channel is that you put it on, and you're like, okay, wait, this looks a little different. And it does. The colors are actually adjusted so the dogs can see the images. And it's not just images. It's all sorts of different experiences for your dog. It can be from hiking to the beach to someone saying positive reward things to your dog, like so he doesn't feel alone. And there's playlists that you can do for, let's say, a puppy who might need some soft exposure to things like fireworks and other things. They'll start to have a playlist to help young dogs get used to these sounds now before they're older or develop an issue. And then for your dogs that maybe are staying home alone or older, there's all sorts of things that will mentally engage them so that while you are gone from the house, they don't feel alone.
That's amazing. Why do dogs favor that screen time to remain calm, cool, and collected like that?
You know, it's so true. Why would they? And, you know, there's a cool statistic out there I just found. It's something like 89% of dogs will look at the TV screen if they recognize, like, an object or pattern. So let's say, like, another dog or an animal on the screen. And I've noticed it myself in my house. My dogs will absolutely watch it. And what's cool is that, you know, you can choose, because it's a streaming service, you can choose the program you want to put on for your dog. So you can leave on a whole playlist of calming, or you can leave a playlist on that's just engaging for them. And it's just really neat to see them interact with it, because think about what's happening otherwise. They're either, you know, bored, sleeping, or maybe they have some anxious behavior and they don't know how to settle down. This is a great way to disrupt that thought pattern.
Now, how does enrichment look different depending on the dog? And now I'm thinking about puppies and senior dogs. How does that play out?
Sure. You know, I think one thing that I'd love to tell everybody across the board is do not ever underestimate the power of a good walk for your dog. And when I mean a good walk for your dog, I don't mean you need to be exercising them and running them miles a day. I mean allowing them to sniff, allowing them to take their time and really take in the environment around them. You know, puppies, we have very active behavior there, but it's also a great opportunity to expose them to certain sounds and sights that sometimes scares dogs in the future and creates anxiety. You think of 4th of July with fireworks, house construction, thunderstorms, and, you know, dog TV is a unique situation because I do like to put it on for puppies because it's like a general exposure that allows them to kind of have a controlled environment for that sound, not something that's going to be, you know, coming out of the blue and scaring them. But also, you know, senior dogs. I have dogs myself. And senior dogs, my dog's 11, and, you know, he isn't all as active, as, especially in the heat of summer, as we're probably experiencing. But, you know, having him have something that can kind of engage with him or something that he can watch and kind of see some stuff that he may not see otherwise because of his age and limitations, it's a beautiful way to enrich your dogs, whether they're puppies or seniors. But I think for you also as a dog owner, don't forget how beautiful it is to just play with your dog or get them involved in maybe a local class, something different. There's some amazing sports out there and activities. It's 2025. Its options are endless. So just try to be creative and think about more things that you can do with your dog if your dog isn't the type of dog to do all the sports.
Now, you mentioned you have a dog in your life. Tell us about your dog or dogs and tell us how you're going to spend this special day.
Yes, so I actually have five. I know. We are called the Joy Crew. I call them the Joy Crew because we also do live performances. We do some TV and film. And I have a very strong message because my dogs changed my life. I had a lot of anxiety as a child. And now I found my passion through working with animals. And so we do live performances from, you know, children to adults. And we always try to tie in a message of living your life with joy and enjoying your life with your pets and finding what really fuels you in your life. So yes, I have five, three border collies, one mixed breed and one mini Aussie mix. So if anybody knows about those dogs, they are all very high energy. So any chance that I get, I'd love to do some trick training with them. I have some online courses, so you can always check out trick training that you could do right from home. And it's just a really neat way to bond with your dog or just go out for a nice hike or walk.
Now, where can people follow you on social media to learn more?
Sure, no problem. I would love to hear from you all. If you have a dog out there and you want to get involved doing more or you want to know about some of the things we talked about today, you can follow me across any social media platform. Just follow the Joy Crew and you can message me from there. I'm an open book. And I also do, you know, I can do personal one-on-ones if anybody is having some trouble with their dog, especially as we go into the holidays.
Oh, Chrissy Joy, celebrity dog trainer and educator. Thanks so much for joining us today and happy National Dog Day.
You too. I hope you guys get outside and have some fun with your pets.